Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? That event gave rise to the mystery of the visitation of Christ with his mother to Ein Karim, where Elizabeth and Zechariah lived. As we think about Christmas coming forth in these last few days, perhaps there's some of you who are thinking about what presents you ought to buy. I still haven't done my Christmas shopping. I don't often do it until the last moment, and then always regret it and make a mental note next year, do it earlier, because the chaos and the things that you so desire to give to others perhaps aren't there when you go. When we think about the presents under the tree, and I've already heard the stories of some children poking, pulling and unwrapping some people's presents, we are filled with a sense of mystery. A present is something that's unrevealed. You see something but not everything. It's a mystery. Mysteries are like that, whether novels, films or presents under the tree. There's something there but not everything, and you have to wait and be patient for the whole revelation, the unveiling, to come about. And so presents have a mystery about them. That's why children are so fascinated with them. They can sit there gazing at the big wrapped present under the tree and asking incessantly, "Mum, whose present is that? Is that mine?" The bigger the better, of course. We, as we approach Christmas, want not so much the present, but the presence of Christ in our homes. Not a physical thing, but an actual person. And if we have the presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, in our homes, then we have, as an effect, cause and effect, the effect is joy. We know that because that's what happened at Ein Karim. When Mary came to visit Elizabeth, and Mary came in haste, she didn't dawdle. It was revealed to her that she would be the mother of God. And with haste she left her home of Nazareth and travelled the 120 odd kilometres down to Ein Karim. 9 months later she'd do the same journey to Bethlehem. But on this occasion she went with haste to be of assistance. Why? Because those who are filled with God's grace don't think about what they can get, but about what they can give. See, God's a giver, not a taker. We humans are takers. We want. But God gives. And filled with grace, because that's what the angel said, hail, full of grace. Kakaratomene is the Greek. In other words, you're filled to the brim. You cannot be anything less than what you are. You've been maxed in divine power. And having that filled, she could not but think of those in need. And she arrives at this place, a small village where the family lives, and Elizabeth already is well and truly pregnant and on in age, and therefore needs assistance. Perhaps there are back problems, perhaps varicose veins, other issues, health problems. Our Lady, the Mother of God, herself is pregnant, is there to provide. And the greeting gives us an important component in our prayer life. Sometimes you hear non-Catholics or confused Catholics saying, "Oh, the Hail Mary, I like the Lord's Prayer, but not the Hail Mary, it's not scriptural." Well, that's a myth. That's a myth. Half of the Hail Mary comes from two texts in the Bible, the one you've heard today and the one of the Annunciation, both from St. Luke's Gospel. When the angel appeared to Mary, the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." That's the first part of the Hail Mary. We've just added the word Mary to the pronoun. The second part of the Hail Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus," is what you've heard today. It's what Elizabeth said, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Read the text. It's not her thinking. God has willed that through Elizabeth a prayer be said. And now we honour that prayer every time we say the Hail Mary. "Blessed are you among women, because God has chosen you, not because you've done something apart from complying with your will to God's. and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And with that word, the church added the name Jesus. The last part of the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, the church did give us, based upon Pauline texts. Holy means saint. We pray to the saints, St. Paul recommended it, that they may intercede and assist each other, that those who are sick are in need of the healthy. So you go to holy people and ask their help. Mary is holy. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Oh, that's a stumbling block for some people. She's the mother of Jesus' father, but not the mother of God. Wrong. Read the text today. When she was greeted by Elizabeth, she said, "Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord God?" There it is, right there in the Bible. Mary is called the mother of my Lord God. The word in Hebrew is Yahweh. So we have a very sober warning here that we shouldn't be afraid of calling Mary the Mother of God. Notice she's the daughter of God the Father, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and the mother of God the Son. She's not the mother of God the Father. She is a creature, not the Creator. So she's the mother of Jesus. And Jesus is God, therefore she's the mother of the Lord God, Jesus. Then we say, pray for us sinners. We're all sinners aiming to be saints. We don't get our halos from heaven. Now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's an existential notion. Now and at the hour of our death. There's two moments that matter. All the others don't. Now matters because, well, the past is gone. The future you're not guaranteed. But now actually exists. We need help now. Finding a car park. We need help now paying the bills. We need help now with the hot weather. And the other moment that matters is at the hour of our death, that when we exit time unto eternity, she's there to help us. Can you imagine dying like St. Joseph, watching the face of Jesus and the mother of Mary filled with grace as you're going out of this world? A great consolation. That's what we want. That will be given to us if we pray well the Hail Mary. My last point with regards to today's Gospel, the fourth, that ought to remind us of the presence of God and how joy enters our heart, is to tie this Gospel with the first reading and the Ark of the Covenant. The first reading reminds us of Bethlehem, even gives you the Hebrew, and that this village, which was only a small village, gave rise to a king. The king was David. He was the first, or Saul was the first, but David was the chosen king of which Jesus would be born, the royal stock of Jesse. Jesus was born into the royal family of King David. And whilst King David lived back then, he carried around with him, when in need of help, the Ark of the Covenant. The Temple of Jerusalem would not be built until his son, Solomon, would be commanded by God. Until then, the presence of God, God's presence was found only in one place, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark wasn't a very big receptacle that bore within it three things, and was carried around wherever the Ark went, God's presence remained. And on one occasion, he was taking it up to Jerusalem, and on the way there was an incident, and it went off then to a town called, where a man or a family lived, called Obed-Edom. And it stayed there 3 months. And David was sceptical whether the presence of God would always bring a blessing or a curse. But it went to this town, and the town and the family were blessed. And they received great joy from God. Having seen that, noticed that, he then took the Ark up to Jerusalem. That event of the presence of God through the Ark, giving blessings to a family, reminds us that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, because within her is the presence of God. And she stayed for 3 months with Elizabeth, and that family was blessed, and the fruit was joy. We pray that as we approach Christmas, that we may always be mindful of the presence of God in the tabernacle, in our hearts, and through our intercession, or rather the intercession of the Mother of God, joy may come into our homes. Let us therefore make haste, as she did in these last few days of Advent, to prepare ourselves for through our Saviour, Christ Jesus our Lord.